sweater, she wore her yellow coat, 'cause yellow was the color mentioned in her horoscope as being lucky for the day. And they were still her size. Well, not too far away, he donned his favorite cap with the Cloyson pinafore beer and the button that said Caterpillar tractor drivers are the sweetest guys. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Eddie was the caller, they loved his whiskey voice. She bought 15 bonanzas from a couple of the boys in the canoe club. They were the hosts. He bought a pack of Sportsmen's and a cup of coffee too. He asked the woman in the yellow, hey lady, is there anybody sitting next to you? She looked up from her game of solitaire and she said no. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You look like a banana, he chuckled pleasantly. She blushed a little then explained the superstition behind her apparel. And hopefully she said, this could be my night. They both had purple dabbers. They both had been divorced. They both had voted BC, but of course that was before the referendum, when they voted no. They shared a plate of onion rings and a couple of hands of gin during the breaks when all the ushers came and started emptying the dirt ashtrays. It began to snow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Turned to hours and neither met with much success. A bunch of people left, like the bikers next to them who had to go and drop the sitter off. She had early school. She sighed and asked the table, why do I keep coming here? I must have blown a couple $1,000 just last year, and now I'm doing it again. What am I trying to prove? Whoa, whoa, whoa. He said, I'll never be a rich man, I just come here for the chance. She smiled a little sadly as he squeezed her little hand. He said, hey, what you doing after? 'Cause in the fridge at home, I've got a six-pack of Great Western. It'd be a shame to drink.